Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and we have a wonderful interview with an organization that has been impacting people's lives, young people's lives, for over a generation. The topic we have is Generation Youth Christ, an organization that started in 2002 and has literally gone worldwide. My subject matter host is Stacy Shefka. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
Stacy was part of the original GYC, and she'll tell you more about that after we have a word of prayer. Also in the room, we are privileged to have the current president, the next generation of GYC, and that is Pastor Andrew Park. Welcome to our program.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Stacy, would you have a word of prayer for us?
Be happy to. Dear God, we ask that you bless this time that we spend together talking about this organization, GYC, that has impacted so many young people over the years, and will continue to do that until Jesus comes. Guide us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Stacy, would you give our listeners, many of whom have never heard of this powerful movement, GYC, that has literally affected people not only here in the United States, but set a standard around the world? What is GYC?
Mm-hmm. So the General Youth Conference is a conference that happens every year, usually around Christmas time and late December. And it is a conference for young people that's organized by young people. It's a place where people come for training, biblical preaching, networking, to get equipped for leadership positions and service. And then throughout the year, it encourages young people and ministry for the Lord. So that's, I would say, a basic nutshell. What would you say, Andrew?
I'd say that encompasses it. And really the goal of that conference is to uplift the Word of God, because when the Word of God is uplifted, that's how people's lives are ultimately changed.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. A great idea goes viral.
Yes.
And GYC literally went viral before viral was popular.
Yes. So GYC was started by a group of young adults who felt like there wasn't a lot that was out there that would help to train and inspire and equip youth to do God's work. And sometimes the greatest ministries come when there's a great need, and you pray and you say, Lord, there's a need. Are you calling me to help fill that need? And some of the original leaders, Israel Ramos, who is a pastor and campus ministry leader and director here in Michigan, was the one who had, I think, the original vision and burden for a ministry like this. And then he talked with some other young adults who also felt the same burden. And they started praying and saying, Lord, what can we do here to have a conference that is going to be biblical, that's going to uphold strong values, Christian values?
In a world that was seeming to go the other direction.
Exactly, exactly.
And many of them were on secular campuses, so their value system was being questioned daily.
Absolutely. And authentic biblical Christianity is really what was desired. In fact, the mission, and this is just on the Generation of Youth Christ website, gycweb.org, it says that the mission is, there exists today an army of dedicated young people within the Seventh-day Adventist Church who yearn to demonstrate Nehemiah's leadership, Daniel's integrity, Mary's humility, Paul's passion for evangelism, and Christ's love for God and humanity. That kind of looks at some different biblical characters and Jesus Christ himself and certain qualities that young Christian Adventists, Seventh-day Adventist young people wanted to have and to aspire to be like. And thought, where can we pull young people that have this kind of vision and this desire and to galvanize them, equip them, mobilize them, inspire them? And so that very first GYC conference was held in Pine Springs Ranch in California in December 2002. Yeah, 20 years ago, this last December. And we had about 400 young people attend that.
So was that kind of a one and done?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I think I was at that first GYC. I came
as an attendee. So we have an eyewitness here.
Yes. I attended as an attendee. Some friends of mine who were helping to organize it told me about it. And I thought, I am looking for fellowship with other young Adventist Christian youth who are serious about their faith, serious about the three angels' messages taught by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and want to find other people who want to share the same message. So I came with some high expectations, but it was even greater than my expectations. It was solid biblical preaching. There was Bible study at 6 o'clock in the morning, and everybody was there, which was inspiring to see. There was just hearty singing of Christian hymns. And
was there a real seeking to find out what God had for their lives?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I remember the second day of the conference going for a walk, and like tears were just filling my eyes as I was so excited to see something that was so enthusiastic and energetic, and I could see so much potential for this ministry. And I actually prayed and I said, Lord, I would love to be part of something like this that is, I think, is going to impact the world. And it was just like this little prayer on my heart to Lord, expand my territory. I want to serve you and your church through a ministry like this one that's starting. And the very next morning, Israel Ramos approached me at breakfast and he said, would you consider being part of the GYC executive board for the next 2 years?
There was probably no board before
that.
It
was being formed right there at that conference. Exactly. So this was like a test run and see if this thing could keep going. And I prayed, of course. I wanted to pray before I said yes, but I already knew my answer was going to be yes. Because that was what I had just prayed for you the day before.
And just out of curiosity, where were you in life? Were you a student?
I was a college student at Andrews University at the time. Okay. Yeah, and I was studying communications, advertising, marketing, journalism, those areas. So
Did it give more meaning to your life than you'd ever had before?
Yes, and I felt like I could use all these things that I was learning in university to help this ministry get started. And so I was able to take those journalism skills, those marketing skills, and help to get the word out about this ministry, which is what created what you said viral a moment ago, where a ministry just like grows exponentially. And that's exactly what happened. We started, the next conference was in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we had twice as many. We had about 800 in attendance there. And the following year, we went to, I think it was Sacramento after that. And yeah, it was Sacramento. That was the first year that Three Angels Broadcasting Network came and filmed it and went on the air.
That helped make it go viral.
But even at that conference, there was about 1,600 attendance. So we were like doubling in attendance for those first couple of years as more youth were finding out about this ministry and coming and being so excited and going home. But I think one of the things that made GYC very special was that it was young people that were leading the ministry. The leadership was all young adults, college students mostly, or young professionals who just wanted to serve the Lord and serve their generation.
So. And I think another important component is the environment in which it was born out of. Mm-hmm. So now we have like podcasts and you just go online, you type up whatever you want. I was alive back then, but I wasn't living life back then. So in order for you to get, you know, preaching, you had to go to an actual church or you had to,
Get to some kind of
cassette or something. So people were, young people, especially in the church, were not experiencing that kind of
They felt more isolated. Exactly. Yeah, you felt very isolated and it was hard to find and connect. So GYC provided a networking place where you could meet other youth that had the same passion as you did.
That didn't really exist before.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, as technology has changed, there's more connectedness. But mm-hmm. back then, that was the vehicle. You didn't get what I'm just repeating what you're saying or emphasizing, Pastor Park, is that you couldn't get it back home. And you might not have got it on your campus, especially if it was a secular campus. This was one place. And so there was a great hunger. It was that if you build it, they will come. And yeah. You built, the Lord built a GYC. And how has that impacted? This is a whole generation.
Yes.
20 years. So you probably weren't thinking 20 years out when you were doing this.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. Because, you know, we all want Jesus to come tomorrow. But I think there were certain values that GYC upheld that have shaped the generation of youth that have attended these conferences over the last 20 years. On the GYC website, we have a document that's called The Spirit of GYC. It's 10 principles by which our values that we uphold. And these were the things that I think shaped this generation. The first one is a respect for Scripture as the foundation and test of all teachings and practices.
So the inerrancy of Scripture.
Absolutely. The Scripture is foundational to everything, and everything is tested by Scripture. Scripture is the foundation. And when you come to GYC, everyone's bringing their Bible. You're there to study the Word of God. Okay, that's number one. Number two was an appreciation for the Spirit of prophecy as authoritative source of instruction, comfort, and warning. So realizing we're a prophetic movement too, and that young people are part of that prophetic movement, and to hold up the Spirit of prophecy that is to guide God's church in the Scriptures in the last days. Number three was a quest for biblical holiness through a daily prayer and devotional experience with Jesus and a commitment to following His Word. So having your own personal devotional time with God. One of the things that is more recent in GYC is the prayer room. And Andrew, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the prayer room, I think, is an idea that started later into the organization's existence. But the idea is that, you know, you have these core components of the spiritual experience. You have, let's say, the Word of God. You have getting involved in helping other people. But also a core component is prayer, because prayer is how we connect with heaven. And also, in Acts chapter 1, the disciples got together and they prayed corporately. And that was what really opened up their hearts to one another and also to God. And so, with the intent to foster that connection with God and one another, we started a prayer room. So at 6 a.m., you think no one's going to be there. It started out small, but year after year, it continued to grow. Now we have over, you know, hundreds of young people in the mornings at the conference, 6 a.m., praying together, confessing sins, adoring God, spending time in thanksgiving, supplication. And it's really been a very powerful experience for a lot of people.
You know, a lot of parents almost can't believe that their kids could do what you just got through doing. What makes these young people get up and pray in the morning when they can't get them out of the bed most of the rest of the week?
I think, you know, a lot of, in today's society, the perception of religion is very, not the most positive. So there are a lot more cool or fun things that someone could be doing with their time. And so when you think about going to church, it's like, why would I go to church when I can do X, Y, and Z, many more interesting things? But when you come to GYC, and you're also surrounded with a lot of other young people who want to be at something like listening to a sermon or studying the Bible or spending time in a prayer, you're like, maybe there's something to this.
Yes.
And I think that environment makes a big difference.
Yes.
A synergy of experience and desire. You may have a partial desire, but somebody else's desire complements it, reinforce it, and it together, you do great things.
Yes, absolutely. And that's actually the fourth principle of GYC is a vibrant worship experience, but one that's characterized by principle, reverence, and decorum. So we want young people who come to have an exciting time with God and where it's vibrant worship. I mean, the singing at GYC is unparalleled in anywhere in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I think. It's just like the whole room is just reverberating with singing, but it's singing the gospel hymns that have been foundational in the Christian faith for centuries, right? Or those early Adventist hymns, or sometimes they're scripture songs. It's just, it's powerful, vibrant, but it's very reverent, and it's, like I said, with decorum.
Well, listeners, you're listening to Strong Tower Radio Feature, and we're with Andrew Park. He's the president, current president of GYC, Generation Youth Christ, and this is the 20th anniversary. We have Stacy Shefska, who was at the very first session, so we have a wonderful perspective at both ends, and Stacy is talking about the vision of a GYC.
The spirit of GYC, yeah. So we've looked at the first four. Their next one is a passion for lost souls, animated by personal experience and the saving love of Jesus and a desire for his imminent return. So one of the things that a person experiences at the conference is a day, or at least an afternoon, that we dedicate to outreach, which is to go out and look for lost souls. And Andrew, tell us what happened this last GYC for outreach.
So we had a lot of people get on buses, and they were able to go into the city of Phoenix, actually, thousands of people, and distribute Christian literature to the people, pray with them. And there are people in every city who are hungering for the word of God. And so they were doing surveys, and a lot of people were interested in getting Bible studies and learning more about what the scriptures had to say.
Yeah.
And so all that culminated in this one day where you have a very big effort to really reach the community.
There's
that way.
Positive group pressure, and then there's negative, and this is a positive.
This is positive peer pressure, definitely. Yeah.
And did you have young people who had never, ever approached anybody and talked to them about Christ?
I know that there were.
Yes.
I know that there were.
A lot of them. And so it really was on the job training with confident young people. You put those two together, and wonderful things happen.
Absolutely. And when you come back and you get, I always love that, it's usually the next day they give the outreach report. This is how many books were passed out, or this is how many doors were knocked on, or this is how many people signed up for Bible studies. And you just realize the impact that one group of youth on just one afternoon can accomplish.
And I can totally relate to that because I had two GYC experiences, although my generation was bringing my children.
Yes.
To it. And I still remember Baltimore.
Yes.
And going out and into a neighborhood and talking with a Jewish family, I can still visualize some of those homes that I went and and gave an opportunity to know Christ.
Yeah.
And pray for them.
And for many of our attendees, it's maybe their first taste of doing outreach, and they get so excited by it that they want to sign up for mission trips or for other outreach opportunities. In fact, GYC has done some different mission trips over the years that youth can participate in and go even overseas to do mission work. So work for the lost souls is a big aspect of GYC. Another important one, number six, is a cultivation of godly relationships, preserving purity and encouraging accountability.
In a world that is just the opposite.
Exactly. And finding others who are headed on the same direction to heaven as you, who can help hold you accountable. And so we encourage young people to network and connect while they're there so that they are, when they leave GYC, they don't walk away from the commitments that they have made to the Lord while they were present. Number seven is an exemplary and abundant lifestyle and recreation, entertainment, dress, and healthful living. So this is where it gets very practical, like living excellence in your life, in every area of your life, seeking a higher standard. And number eight was an enthusiasm for service. We've talked about service already, through care for the needy, service to the community, protecting human rights, stewardship of our environment. And then number nine is a commitment to the Seventh-day Adventist Church as God's remnant church by supporting and upholding its principles, organization, and leadership. And I think this one's a very important one because when GYC first started, there were questions as to what its relationship was going to be with the World Seventh-day Adventist Church. And from the very beginning, we have sought, when I was on the executive committee and then those who came after us, have sought to build very strong relationships with the church and to support the church. We are young people who don't want to tear down the church. We don't want to complain about the church. We want to be there to support the church in getting this message out and creating a very positive working relationship with the church. And I think as the years have gone by, they've realized that and appreciated the impact. And now, 20 years later, many of those who served in GYC or attended GYC are now serving in denominational areas in the church, and as pastors or conference workers or even at the general conference level. And that, I think, shows our commitment to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And the last, number 10 here in this list, is an attitude of humility and cordiality as we seek to clarify, articulate, and defend the biblical teachings of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I love those words, clarify, articulate, and defend our beliefs in the Word of God and to spread this message with humility and cordiality.
Wonderful. Pastor Park and Stacy, would you give us ideas of how it's been alluded to that leadership has been developed and such, but how is the church after 20 years, one generation, what has this organization done?
So ironically, you know, in 2002, you have a experience where people feel isolated from each other. You don't have much of a media presence, or maybe it's the growing of that. And 20 years later, although we live in the opposite environment that once existed, where we're oversaturated with media, people can connect globally just with, you know, any social media platform, we're ironically in the same place because people are just as isolated, even though we're hyper-connected with each other. And so I think it's even more important now that we are able to gather together physically to talk with one another and have that corporate experience where we're seeking God's face, we're spending time in His Word, we're spending time in prayer, and we're having the experience of the different components of the Christian life.
Yes. Going to GYC, I go to various religious gatherings, a camp meeting, which we go to and record and cover here on Strong Tower Radio in the summer in June. As much as I love camp meeting, and it's a great spiritual experience, then I said ASI was number two, the next, and then GYC was probably the most
impactful
of my life, and I was an adult. Mm-hmm. And I can still remember being in the lobby of Baltimore or being in, we were in Louisville and have an experience. Stacy, being part, one of the founders of GYC, what has it meant to the cause of Christ and His church?
Amen. Well, I believe that GYC has raised up a generation of leadership.
So it fulfilled.
I do believe it did. And I see people that are now working in church positions at the local level, as well as in conferences and even in the world field, that are holding to these same values that we just talked about and seeking excellence in their professional life and in their ministry. And now God is giving them positions where they are impacting the world on a greater level. And I think GYC helped to shape that group of young people. And we know that Christian education is very important. And of course, the family home, the Christian family home, is very important. But I think GYC helped to fill a gap that was missing in the training of youth. There is a statement that says that there's needs to be an army of youth on a mission to share the three angels' messages. And I think that army of youth was formed through GYC. And also another part is the world impact. We've mentioned that a few times. And GYC started as a conference here in North America. But over the past years, we have now created GYC Europe. There's GYC South America. That
a lot of different affiliate organizations that have risen up. And really, apart from the impact that these ministries have in their local area, it really is leadership cultivation.
Yes.
Because a lot of the times, young people may not have somewhere to get plugged into to have legitimate responsibility. Mm-hmm. They're the last line of defense. If I don't do this, nothing's going to happen. And that opportunity to work in organizational kind of settings for the Lord's work, it really is a pressure cooker to help bring out the latent abilities that everyone has, but not everyone realizes that potential.
Yes. And for Andrew and myself, I think we both can speak to that. Exactly what GYC did for us. It gave us a place where we had opportunity to serve the Lord in a capacity that could make an impact, that you could actually see the impact that was being made. And you had to be on your knees. We spent a lot of hours praying, fasting, Lord, show us how to do this work, because it was a little overwhelming thinking about starting an organization and growing like this.
Did you ever think you were over your head?
Yes, a few times.
You know, GYC, the term is easily said, change the narrative. But in some ways, I think GYC set the narrative for this generation. And in the Seventh-day Adventist movement, the church, it was started largely by young people. Yes. And in some ways, that was the first GYC.
Yes.
And this was the second. And now Andrew, Pastor Andrew, is the third generation.
Potentially.
Yeah.
And we've been truly blessed out of that organization. The church and the Christianity has reaped great, great benefits.
Absolutely. And I pray we don't have to have many more generations. I don't want there to be another 20 years of GYC. I want this current generation to embrace God's word and the mission and finish the work, because we're overdue for Jesus coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
And no. I think if I can just add one other thing, as impactful as the ministry has been, as we look on the horizon and see where people are at in today's age, especially within the church, it is honestly concerning in a lot of ways, because there has been a decline of interest in spiritual things. And so even more so, everything that GYC represents, we want to continue fostering that and inviting as many people who may not be familiar with the values that GYC represents to come to the conference and experience it for themselves.
Yes.
Now, Pastor, would you share about how people can get involved in GYC? They have an annual event that happens between Christmas and New Year's. It usually ends on New Year's Day, at least back in the day it did. How do people get involved? When can they sign up? I mean, some people just can't wait till registration opens.
Yeah, so we have a website, www.gycweb.org, and it has information about our upcoming conference. It's going to be December 21 through December 31st, and it's going to be in Portland, Oregon. So we're looking forward to that. We haven't been in the Northwest in a very long time, but we're just starting the planning of that again, and we're really excited for what God's going to do.
Now, who is the primary target for this, and who else could attend this meeting?
So the primary target is youth and young adults, I guess for 18 to 35, but everyone is welcome to come, whether you want to bring your children or you want to be impacted yourself. Everyone is welcome.
Very good. So that's gycweb.org.
And Andrew, tell us what the theme is for this year, because we always have a theme every GYC. What is the theme for 2023?
Yes. So the theme is, but if not, and it's taken from the text Daniel 3:18, when the three Hebrew boys were about to get thrown into the fiery furnace because they would not bow down to this golden image. And they're saying, you know, God is able to protect us, but if not, we're still not going to compromise our faith. And I think that's especially important in today's post-truth generation, to really know what you believe and to have the experience that God wants to have in each person's life.
Well, God bless. Thank you both, Stacy, and thank you, Pastor Park, for joining us. For Strong Tower Radio, I'm Tom Mazur. Bye now.